The federal government's biggest buyer, its largest real estate agent, and its strongest advocate for small businesses have some advice for females. Have some advice for female small business owners. Be yourself. To tell us more about how to succeed in government, government contracting. Here with the latest on how to succeed in government contracting, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And that sounds like deceptively simple advice. Be yourself. Is that what this panel said?
Yep, it's that simple. It's just be yourself. I went to a Challenge Her event hosted by the Small Business Administration. And at this event, there were a bunch of federal contracting experts there to give some insider tips on what female small business owners, or really any small business, can do if they want to get on the government's radar. Judith Stackhouse, she's the Small Business Technical Advisor for the General Services Administration, which is both the landlord for the government and its largest non-commercial real estate agent. She said when it comes to getting in on the ground floor of
federal... No pun intended.
She says when it comes to getting in on the ground floor of federal contracting, it's all about avoiding that square peg round hole situation. Here's Stackhouse.
Go with what you're doing. Go where your past performance is strong. If you've been, you know, doing landscaping, build your landscaping business, but don't use that, you know, contact to try to introduce yourself into IT, because I don't have confidence in that.
That was Judith Stackhouse, Small Business Technical Advisor for GSA. And Janique Hudson, she's the small business specialist for the Defense Department, which has a budget of more than $600 billion, said when it comes to a business getting a leg up on a contract award, it's more about what they can bring to the table rather than just sitting at the table. Here's Hudson.
Sitting with a program office is not going to win you an award, not in a competitive environment. That completely contradicts the competitive environment. It's not that kind of purpose. If you want to learn more about how the organization works, how to better service that office, how to do those things, then yes, meet with a program office to understand the environment of their office and their program and their mission. But to say, I want to meet with a program office because I know that's going to win me an award, it's not. It really isn't.
Yeah, you can't just walk in, Janique is saying, and hey, here I am, give me a contract. Doesn't work that way.
No, that is not how it works. As much as we would like to think, it's really about, you know, saying here's what I can give to you, rather than just, you know, presenting yourself and assuming you're going to get whatever you want.
And so how does the government do these days when it comes to working with women-owned small businesses? I imagine this is something they track.
Yes, it is. Earlier this year, SBA released its annual report card on small business federal contracting, and the federal government for the first time reached its 5% women-owned small businesses contracting goal since the bar was set in 1996. The government spent about $18 billion working with these businesses, according to the report.
All right, so what else can small business owners do, women-owned or anybody-owned? What else do they need to know about these days to work with the government?
Amy Kim, she's the Women-Owned Small Business Program Manager at SBA's Office of Government Contracting, said that your competitors are not necessarily your enemy, especially when considering the rule of two, which is when a contracting officer expects two or more women-owned small businesses, in this case, that they'll make an offer and they can have a set-aside requirement for these women-owned small businesses. And so Amy Kim was saying you don't have to be best friends with your competition. You don't have to call them up and be like, hey, are you going to also respond to this source's thought? But you never know if some good communication with your competition could turn into a joint venture down the road. And in that vein, SBA District Director Antonio Doss said it's important not to limit yourself to just one relationship, especially with an administration change. Here's Doss.
There's an unknown factor in terms of what will be the priorities for certain contract areas, and no one really knows the answers to that yet, when we won't really understand those fully for some months to come. But it still goes back to planning. And so if you're planning and you're developing relationships at certain agencies, that's good. The other key thing is about diversification. The nature of administration changes is such that there's no guarantee that what was done in one year will continue in another year. So it's wise for a business owner to not only think about their normal sources of revenue, but to consider alternative sources so they can diversify, basically avoid putting too many eggs in one basket, and be able to make it so that they can grow their business without concerns of over-dependence on one entity.
That was SBA District Director Antonio Doss.
I guess what they're also said during this seminar that you attended is you really do have to keep up with the rules. I mean, in the last year, the rules for the percentages involved with subcontractors have mm-hmm. changed. The definition of size standards for different women-owned companies have changed dramatically.
Right.
The rules for when you can enter into joint ventures and still remain a small company, these are always in ferment, and there are lots of lawyers and consultants that keep up with the details of it. But those details can really make a big difference because the government is tracking them, and
right.
so the percentages and the rules of two and so forth. You have to know when they apply, when they don't apply, and how to use them to advantage. And so there's a lot of knowledge you have to have.
Absolutely. One of the two women from GSA and DOD, they were saying, you know, some, we're not saying you have to do this, but in some cases, if you're a small business, you hire on an administrative assistant, but instead of doing the admin stuff first, you get them, you know, to prepare your GSA, you know, paperwork and all that stuff. And then afterwards, they don't not only have that knowledge, then they can be your admin assistant. There does need to be someone else. You have these small businesses, but you have to dedicate so much time to, yeah, learning the rules and reading the fine print and figuring out what's here, what's there. And so sometimes it pays to have, you know, someone else do it for you.
In just a few minutes, we're going to hear from Lourdes Martin Rosa, who is a business advisor with American Express to small businesses. And she has a surprising statistic, as we'll hear, on how much small businesses spend each year on average for bidding. So you want to stay tuned for that. Up next. Right now, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks so much for that report.
Thanks, Tom.
And you can find her story online now at federalnewsradio.com.